Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, everybody. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We have all put our seatbelts on. At least I put my deodorant on. I ate a breath mint. And I'm ready to go because this is 3 hours of fun, entertainment, and sometimes good information. But remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Look, the only time you can use us is around the dinner table when someone like Cal Hunter says, you know, they say, because he did that hour number two. He said, they say. When you do they say, you throw back a, well, Radio Law Talk says as follows. Denise or Todd, Fred, Cal says as follows. That's about the only time you can use it, you know, with authority.
That's right, because you're going to hear they say all the time. All the time. Yeah, well, they say that the reason so-and-so did this and this and this. And you go, okay, all right, I hear you, they say. You can't cite a source.
And a synonymous phrase would be, well, I heard.
I heard.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's why hearsay is not admissible in court.
What do you think, Denise? Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a great idea. And I you know what I heard. Sheep.
I heard they say.
I heard they said.
Denise, that was bad.
Okay. Calls at 855 Law Radio. We got three people listening probably right now. We have over 100 affiliates. We love our radio station.
We have thousands of listeners right now.
I know we do. We probably do. I mean, I'm sure it's thousands that do listen to us. And don't forget, we are simulcast, I mean, at different times. And not only that, guess what? You can listen to our podcast. This is turned into a podcast at RadioLawTalk.com. You can go listen and type in, let's say, any person like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it'll tell you the date and the time we talked about it and what show it was. And so you could just do your research and listen.
And we also do not play Neil Young or Joni Mitchell bumper music, just in case you're wondering about that.
Yeah,
that's out there.
We played Joni Mitchell when we talked about Joni Mitchell.
But that wasn't bumper music. That wasn't bumper music.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Who is Joni Mitchell and who cares? Right?
Free man. Well, she was
I know, yeah. But who cares about Joni Mitchell?
Or Neil Young, for that matter. Who listens to him now?
Who cares about Neil Young?
People older than me, and that's saying something.
I just find it interesting over the hundreds, maybe thousands of topics that we have covered that somebody could search for on our podcast. The example used by our illustrious leader, Fred Penny, was, hey, if you want to search Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes.
All right, Fred.
I'm going to have to find a new Supreme Court justice that I'm going to be friends with.
Well, you can, because Justice Breyer is retiring.
So who do I have left?
Maybe we're going to have somebody that might be up your alley.
Sotomayor, maybe, will be my friend.
I'll tell you what, I got my eye on Barrett, so that's my Supreme Court.
Oh, is that yours?
That's my Supreme Court.
She just had a birthday. Just had a birthday.
Well, they could meet us anytime. Call us at 855-529-7234.
Those are interviews we would do on the air. If the Supreme Court Justice said, hey, guys, can I be on your show? Cal and Fred would be going, well, maybe.
Well, okay.
Cal, just so you know, if the phone rings and someone says, this is Ruth Bader Ginsburg calling in.
Yeah, no.
It's not really her. Okay.
Better check the number.
Yeah, check the number. All right. We like to welcome KSWM 940 AM Aurora, Missouri. WMAY 92.7 FM Springfield, Illinois. WKUL 92.1 FM Coleman, Alabama. Today, we are going to talk about the Breyer, talking about Justice Breyer is going to retire, and we're just going to briefly touch upon this because this is going to go on forever, and we're going to be able to talk about it as time comes. A Virginia woman, an apple, a judge being censored, Sarah Palin, Chargers owner, Cardi B, Los Angeles County being sued, and a lawyer and LinkedIn. That is a lot of stuff to go over.
And football predictions.
Okay. Maybe. We can do football predictions if you want. All right.
I predict football will be played on Sunday.
Okay, perfect.
Cal, lay out case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah!
As promised, I take you to the Utah desert, a town known as San Pete, S-A-N-P-E-T-E, where the building boom is really taking off. I mean, Californians are flocking to San Pete and the desert by St. George by the dozens, and every hammer swinger is busy pounding nails for new houses. John and Loretta Merriweather decided after retiring that they'd go to the warm desert because it was attractive, because they liked the weather, and it would be better for her asthma. So they sold their little 1,400-square-foot bungalow in San Leandro in the Bay Area for $1.5 million, pulled up stakes, and moved to San Pete. Bought a new house in a senior development right next to the Walmart and to their church. Perfect, they said, and priced right, in the mid-340s, which left them a nice pile of cash with which to enjoy their retirement. Now, as I mentioned, Loretta has asthma, and the Utah air agreed with her until she started cooking on the stove. And then one time she was cooking fried chicken, and the grease got a little hot. There was a grease flash fire. She got salt on the flames quickly, but the smoke. So she turned on the exhaust fan and coughed and wheezed because the smoke stayed in the kitchen. And so she coughed and coughed and eventually had to go to the hospital. Later, their son climbed up on the roof to see if a bird maybe had built a nest in the fan exhaust or something. And he looked at the hood at the vent up on the roof, the exhaust port, and said, "It was nailed right to the shingles. There's not a hole attached to the tube for the exhaust vent. In other words, no place for the smoke to go." So the Merriweathers said, "We need to talk to the builder." So they called him on the phone. No reply, no answer, no pickup. So then they called a local Utah lawyer to see if they have a case or no case against the builder for the poor building and, of course, for the damage to Loretta's health. Fred Penny, what say you, case or no case?
Was this a new house? Or?
Brand new construction.
Yeah,
brand new.
Okay. Yeah. So the answer is that does happen. There are defects in houses, and as they built them, the question is, does something happen like this? The answer is that's a real scenario, but not a case, because the builder clearly would have taken care of that and said, "All right, we'll fix it and go from there." This is Cal's uncle that probably had this issue, and he's just talking about it and called him up while they're chit chatting. He goes, "Hey, you know what happened? Oh yeah, yeah. Well, did you sue? No, they called and came back and fixed it." Okay, that's a case or no case.
All right, Todd, what do you think? Because, by the way, their builder did not respond to their phone calls. Remember, in the scenario, they did not respond. Go ahead.
All right, so I will deviate. I agree with Fred's answer that had the builder been contacted and the builder was still in business, they would have rectified that immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, this is more than just a, "Hey, you put my cabinet on wrong," or "something wasn't flush or plumbed." I mean, this is a health hazard. There's a lot of stuff you got to overlook when you just bolt a vent on to the top of the roof and there's no hole that goes through to the
that's an intentional act, you would have
yeah.
think.
And so I say that this is a case and that they do recover from the I'm going to say that this is a case and that it is pending because maybe the builder went out of business. There's something that happened despite the booming nature of where stuff is. And the question is, if they're out of business, who do you sue? So it's a case, but it's pending resolution.
Wow, you got the finger pointing from
fair
him
enough.
Like
right,
you're
fair
smart.
Enough. I did get the finger point about the whole, about if they're still in business thing. Denise, what do you say, case or no case?
I think you were spying on me last night. Did you overhear my conversations?
Maybe. What do you think?
This subject was absolutely the subject of my conversation about roof and not having proper vents. It is not a joke.
Come on,
it's
you talked about
scenario.
This last night?
Yes.
Denise, I'm concerned
not
about
it. Not in Utah.
I'm concerned
but
about,
in
I'm
California.
Concerned about
really?
The subject
yes.
matter in your pillow talk. I mean, if this is what you're talking about at night.
It wasn't pillow talk.
Okay.
It was with a girlfriend.
No.
Okay, so
no, it's so
okay.
funny.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, this
wow.
scenario was discussed.
Wow.
And this is what I said to that person. You obviously have a... rough, right? So if the builder goes out of business, you could sue the builder, but you could also sue the person who did the roof or the company that was in charge of the roof.
Oh, the subcontractor.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we'll be back after this.
Answer to case or no case is coming right up. No, Denise, I don't work for Apple. I was not listening in on your phone. We'll be right back. Hold on.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Is this real life?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick
Penny. You know what I love about third hours? We get a little bit punchy. And it's getting good during the during our breaks, the fun talks we have. Okay, Denise, go ahead. We're talking about this situation in San Pete, Utah, where Cal's family builds a new house, and they use the ventilation thing and thingamajigger, and some reason she's getting sick, the wife's getting sick, and they find out they forgot to cut the hole in the roof and put the vent up there, and I said this is a scenario but not a case, and Todd, you said it was a
case. I said it's case. It's a case and it's pending.
Okay, and Denise, you say.
Well, I had said that they could sue the roofer, or they, because Fred talked during the break without realizing that I had not said my answer yet, and he said, no, it's the HVAC people that put the vents in. That's what V means in HVAC.
No, I love you, and I want to take care of you, and I'm helping you out. Uh-huh.
Heating, ventilation, AC, air conditioning, HVAC.
Yes, that's who could be sued. And I'm going to say that this is not a case because I believe it's a scenario where Cal made it up. He's thinking everybody's selling their houses in California and moving to other areas.
Well, aren't
what
they?
Problems could they have? And
you heard it here, folks. Right. Denise and Fred are anti-HVACers. anti-HVAC. That's, oh, my gosh.
That'd be the first one I'd do.
We're looking for the HVAC mandate on building.
Well, Todd, during the break, I'm a little offended that you didn't bring up the great accolades you were going to discuss about me.
Well, yeah. It's because Fred brought up HVAC, and then we got this question about, okay, what does HVAC stand for? And sure enough, when you look at HVAC, it's heating, the AC, air conditioning, H is heating, the V, ventilation.
Yes.
Heating,
that's right.
Ventilation and air conditioning.
I'll be darned.
So Fred has cred.
Fred has cred, but he still
Fred
voted,
has cred.
But he still voted no case.
Fred has cred.
Cal's even dancing. Well, all right, let's do this, Cal.
All right, so who said it was a case?
I did.
Mr. Cunin.
I said it was a case.
Well,
I'm confident.
Why, at San Pete, Utah, yeah, no.
I knew it. It's his uncle.
No, here's the story. I just got solar put on my house. I was having an issue with my roof, and I was looking up roofing contractors, and I saw one of those building inspector videos, you know, where the guy thinks they know everything, and he goes, well, don't let this happen to you. Well, duh, it ain't going to happen to me. Anyway, that has happened on more than one occasion. So the bottom line is it would be a case if it were true, but it's not. I just made it up.
Yes, Denise, good job.
True story. You know how bathrooms have the vent so that get the steam out,
stink
among
ups,
other things.
Yeah, right, yeah.
My parents moved into a house in 1988. The house was 10 years old at that time, and the vent never worked in the guest bathroom. Never worked. 10 years later, somebody finally decided to pull the vent off. It had a motor. Everything was going, and the motor went up to about a foot above where it was completely capped off. It was literally venting to nothing for 20 years.
Well, I think that happens more often than people realize.
Right.
And I think sometimes in even older houses, like my house is a very old house, they would just run the vent pipe out near the gable vent. It would never even penetrate the roof, and that's bad.
Right, they'd run it out actually in the attic area.
Yeah, unless you're cooking bacon, then it's good. But otherwise, it's bad.
It could cause carbon monoxide poisoning and other things, right?
Yeah, and bacon pollution, which, you know, really.
That's called BP.
Oh, my God, that would wake me up in the morning.
BP, bacon pollution. Hey, you know, Breyer is retiring from the Supreme Court. This is a great, you know, breaking news, but everybody knows that. So why are we bringing this up? We're not going to get in detail about it, but we want to tell you a couple
of
things.
Now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Okay. News. There you go. But, you know, look, what we've been saying on the side, and we know what Biden has said, it's going to be a black woman that he's going to put in there. We're not going to get into the politics about that statement or what's going on. But what we've discussed during the break and prior is here we go for another round of ugly baseball games.
Yeah, the only thing about the Breyer retirement, I mean, he was one of three justices. Currently, if you believe in this, the liberal-conservative split, it's 6-3 for conservatives to liberal justice on the court, and Breyer was one of the liberals. And where I felt really bad for Justice Breyer was for the last year plus, especially since Coney Barrett was confirmed to the Supreme Court, there has been this push. And in my opinion, I felt it was disrespectful to him and his legacy, just him as a person. I understand the push behind it, but there was this push. You have got to retire now. Retire. And there's so much pressure put on him to retire because the folks that were saying that wanted the next justice to be nominated by the current president. And they wanted that nominee to be there so that hopefully the split would remain 6-3. I understand retirement, and I might not have agreed with every decision Justice Breyer has put out. But I will say this, I respect anybody that sits on that court for that amount of time and for the things that are said about Supreme Court justices over their career and for what the negative things are said about them, because they're in a position where they can't really come out and say, well, that's not wrong, that's not what I said. They have to maintain their impartiality. I think that any time a justice retires, they're entitled to go out, in my opinion, on their own terms with the respect and dignity that's afforded the office. And kudos to you, and thank you for, like I said, didn't agree with everything, but thank you for, 30 years of service on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he sided with the liberals, but he was a little more pragmatic, actually. He was a little more reasoned about his thought, and he would often cite famous quotes from other people, in his decisions. So it was always fun to read. Whether he agreed or he dissented, it was always fun to read what he wrote.
Did he ever quote Fred Penny?
No, he did not.
Oh, okay.
And he did not quote Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Did Ginsburg ever quote Fred Penny?
I don't know the answer to that.
Look, our system of government relies on checks and balances.
Right.
And I appreciate the fact that even on the Supreme Court, there are checks and balances within those 9 justices.
Agreed.
I don't always agree with everything they say on either side, but it's necessary for the system that we have.
That is true. It's not a groupthink.
Yes.
They actually go through and talk about it and share their views on everything. I like it.
Absolutely.
We're going to be back. We got a lot more to talk about.
This is Radio Law Talk. You're listening on RadioLawTalk.com and on many local great radio stations, and we thank you and them.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not...
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use. It helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parts of 10 states and more than 11 million people are under blizzard warnings as snow falls across the Northeast. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
This is not a time to be out there shopping.
Power outages are being reported in many cities, and thousands of flights are being canceled. In the thick of the storm, our very own Chris Barnes reports from Massachusetts.
Well, by sheer coincidence, the USA Radio News New England Bureau is located right in the crosshairs of this crazy storm. So I'm standing on the deck of our facility here, and I'm looking at snow that is blowing around, and we're only expecting it to get worse here. We've got a number of inches, but within the next few hours, it's supposed to pile up at about 4 inches an hour, and the winds are supposed to go from gusts currently of about 40 miles an hour to gusts of about 80 miles an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No fun. Boys are weird.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
So Tim Cook is as the CEO of Apple, and apparently this lady thinks that she is his girlfriend. Again, she thinks it. Tim obviously does not think that. Julia Lee Choi, and apparently she goes by Julia Lee Cook, is all blowing up all over social media. And by the way, I kind of look her up on social media, and she's not there anymore. I'm sure she probably got banned or something. I don't know. I couldn't find her.
Well, when you're Tim Cook and you probably have friends over at Twitter and Facebook, it's probably pretty easy to scrub somebody from those.
Well, here, apparently she's... Yeah, apparently she's... She's claiming he's the father of her two twin children.
Hmm.
He is. She emailed him approximately 200 times. She's threatened him on social media. She showed up at his house, she says, "quote He's my bed man, my bathroom man, my kitchen man. You're my kitchen man." My cleaning man. That's what my wife said. Are you me the cleaning man? No, I don't want to clean.
My wife calls me the garbage man.
Yeah, I know. And she says, you're my husband, and my kid's daddy. And so this lady's kind of gone a little bit overboard. And, okay, there's a picture of her. I see a picture of her. Well, she's not, you know, it's fun. All right. I don't want to say anything.
Doesn't matter what, how she feels or what you believe. Yes. It's how she looks, guys.
No, that's not what I said. Cal, all I said is,
Fred was saying that there was no telltale facial signs of what appears to be mental illness. That's what he was saying. That's what I heard.
No, I'm saying is, how old is she? She's 45 years old. She does not look 45. At least in that picture that I saw. But anyway, I want to talk about a restraining order. So he's got a restraining order against her. Or it's not necessarily, he wins. He gets a restraining order. All he's got to do is allege that, and they set a hearing, and the court set things, a TRO is like, okay, let's put things in neutral. Everybody stay away from each other. And the scheduled for March 29th, the restraining order hearing, the full restraining order hearing. And you guys know about this. You can talk about this.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. First thing, let's keep something in mind. A restraining order, whether it's a temporary restraining order or a permanent order for protection, is a piece of paper. It does not automatically shield somebody like some sort of Star Warsian force field from that. It's just, it provides the protected person the ability to call law enforcement and say, this person's out here and I got the restraining order, so they can then arrest that person for violating the restraining order. They don't have to go through this whole thing about whether it's harassing, like I got a restraining order, it's there. But there will be a hearing on it coming up to see if a judge, based upon the facts alleged in the temporary restraining order, are such that a permanent restraining order is warranted going forward. And obviously, Ms. Choi Cook will be able to contest the facts that Tim Cook will put forth, or his attorneys will put forth, but I'll be curious to see. I mean, if I was a betting man, and I'm not, but if I was, I would think that, yeah, this is probably a pretty easy one for the court to grant, especially based upon the allegations that as the text messages continue, or the messages via social media continued, they included pictures of guns, pictures of firearms that were put out and by this woman, and that, that's just a factor that's going to get somebody in trouble if it's in connection with any sort of a threat, whether expressly or impliedly made.
Now, this is an interesting one because there could have been many choices of what type of a restraint was requested by Mr. Cook. He could have, if he knew her or had some personal relationship, he could have brought a domestic violence restraining order. That would be in family court. If he didn't know her or, you know, and she was stalking behaviors and all the stuff that's going on, he could have brought what's called a civil harassment case against her. And that could have been done to achieve the same thing. But what he brought was interesting. He brought a petition for workplace violence restraining order, claiming that this, because she knows him as a CEO, that this is really violence to him in his workplace. That allows for his Apple company to bring the lawsuit to protect him as an employee. Interesting.
Not only him as an employee, but it will also protect and expand the jurisdiction or the perimeter, if you will, of the restraining order to any Apple facility that he might be. So it's a lot broader. And to a certain extent, a very clever way to simply by the venue that you file the restraining order to further deny that there was any relationship. I mean, she's saying her two children were fathered by him. If he had filed for a domestic violence restraining order, he'd be inherently admitting that there's truth to that allegation. So if he maintains that that's not true, and I think it's not true. By the way, Tim Cook.
Or maybe truth. There's some relationship.
Tim Cook.
But his sexual preference is not with females. I mean,
that's right. He came out as gay 8 years ago in 2014. So, and she did not start this campaign, if you will, until 2020. He has his designated sexual preference, and he's filed a non-domestic violence, just a restraining order based on workplace. And
it will extend to the other employees, by the way. It does help to protect everybody in the workplace.
Because typically, if it is a restraining order, not workplace, it protects you and your immediate family. Well, this gets even broader protection, right?
Exactly.
So, I just think that, you got to be careful. Look, who among us has not had somebody drive across the country in their Porsche twice to try to
happens
claim?
To me all the time. All the time. All the time.
Yeah, and he is the Apple is in. He lives in Palo Alto, and I think the Apple office is in Santa Clara or somewhere like that. And so, in any event, wherever it is, the jurisdiction is Cupertino. That's right. And the jurisdiction is Santa Clara County, which is it sits in San Jose.
You know what's interesting is. I didn't know she drove. She's from Virginia. You're right. She's from Virginia and drove all the way out. But it was a Porsche, you said?
Twice.
It was a Porsche.
Twice.
Wow. Yeah, it was a Porsche. You know, I mean, look, Tim Cook is worth like $1.5 billion, so he's not going to be impressed by that. Anybody of us being harassed. Wait a minute. Before I make the claim of harassment, let me see your car.
That's what Todd does.
Well, Todd, I don't know.
Or she's saying
driving a Corvette. She may have some merit.
This is the one he bought for me.
Right? Yeah, well, you know, the only concern I have is if it's a workplace restraining order, is she supposed to stay away from any Apple facility? The only place that she can be where she is more than 200 yards from an Apple facility, she has to take up residence on the moon. You know, because there is no place you can go that is not under the all-encompassing power of Apple.
That's true. All right, let's talk a little bit about the judge being censored. Todd, this is very interesting. Tell us about that.
Oh, my God. You know, the things people won't do to protect their coveted reserved parking space. Oh, my. So in this courthouse in Arkansas, they have reserved parking between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Well, this individual, a 20-year-old kid who, by the way, also happened to be the son of the former Speaker of the House for the state of Arkansas. Boy, if you're going to pick a fight, that might not be the one you want to pick a fight with. But he was meeting his folks for dinner close to there. It was 7 o'clock at night, 2 hours after the reserved time for that parking lot. So he parks in a parking space, goes and meets his folks, comes back to his car, and there is the judge. Apparently there was a sign he didn't see. It says, this particular spot is reserved for the judge 24/7. Kid says he didn't see that. There is this judge. Judge, the last name is spelled K-A-R-R-E-N.
Say no more. Judge Karen. Yes.
Judge Karen. There he is with his bailiff, no less.
Oh, boy.
Ready to read this kid the riot act. Well, kid has mom and dad with him as well. Somebody took video of it. And this judge, he went off. He's got a sidearm on his belt. He's got a cane. He kind of throws the cane to the side with this whole bring it on, kid, kind of thing. And, well, all of that conduct got the judge in hot water with the Judicial Commission in Arkansas. He has since been censured. He apologized, but, you know, the only thing that would have made this even better is if the judge had said, I want to speak to your manager.
All I got to say is the cane throw. He was walking pretty good after the cane throw.
Yeah,
and a censure is public, you guys. So this is not like private reproval or something in that, where there's kind of a private issue and they get in a little trouble. This is a public censure.
Public record, therefore the media gets a hold of it. It's
exactly.
All over.
Or Radio Law Talk us.
There you go.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Sarah Palin. Denise, our family law attorney, is going to talk about what's going on over there. We'll be back.
Interesting stuff. More Radio Law Talk is coming up, including Quick Takes also, next segment. So stay right here because the program continues after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the best show ever. Not literally.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Judges, a lot of times when there's a new offense or it's a offense that you believe that the judge believes the person can, you know, rehabilitate themselves, it's called a diversion program. Todd, what's, as a prosecutor, a former prosecutor and public defender, what's a diversion program type thing?
So on a lower level offense for somebody that doesn't have much of a criminal history, or maybe they've got a substance abuse problem which appears to be contributing to their inability to follow the law, the individual can either enter a pre-plea, if offered, diversion program, where if you follow the terms and conditions of the program, maybe your case gets dismissed, or a post-plea, whereas in lieu of going to jail or prison, you follow the terms and conditions of the program to get help for your issue that you're having. And either way, they usually involve periodic, usually monthly, sometimes weekly, appearances before a specific court that is monitoring that specific program. It's a drug program, alcohol abuse program, something like that. Usually there's a judicial official, a judge, monitoring the people in that program. And there's some interesting conditions that folks have to follow when they are in that program.
And if you're a judge, I don't know that a judge would fall or try to, you know, flirt with one of these diversion program, you know, women. If you're a if you're a male judge, I don't know that that would happen.
Well, it wouldn't have to be women. It just a diversion person. Hey.
But I'm saying a male judge probably would never do something like that. Do you think, Denise?
I have no idea. Hey. I'm sure something somewhere out there. We have so many judges. You know, and judges' misconduct is on display, guys.
Misconduct, that was the name of the contestant in the diversion program beauty pageant. Misconduct, will you please come on up here?
Cal, you're going like, what?
I am so stunned to hear that this is even possible. Of all the men sitting and women in black robes across this fruited plain of ours, this great land, there are corrupt judges who would miscomport themselves on the bench. Is that what you're telling me,
Denise? I'm not saying they're corrupt, though.
Hey, justice,
I don't know if they're corrupt, but they might have some misconduct.
Justice is blind, but I'm not, and she was cute. What we're talking about is out of the state of Kentucky, folks.
There you go. We're talking about a Kentucky.
Wait. And she's my cousin.
So in Kentucky, there was a judge that apparently had, the odd thing is that this was happening in one of these calendars, which usually deals with people struggling with some sort of an addiction. That's the irony here in this story, is that the judge apparently had got inebriated, got drunk, and sent some private messages to one of the people, one of the defendants that was going to the program, expressing a desire to perhaps, upon conclusion of the program, I have some other probationary conditions you might want to adhere to, to hook up. And and that was...
You know that, Denise?
Now, look...
No. Look at us like, what?
Now, look, the thing that... I guess if there's a silver lining in this story, because I think that if you didn't catch on, everyone is saying that this is clearly inappropriate conduct. The joke's notwithstanding, no judge should ever do this. It just should never happen.
I thought the silver lining was we got the story.
Well, the silver lining in this is that the judge immediately realized that what he had done was wrong and self-reported the conduct to the commission.
Well, that's a good
to be investigated. He didn't have to wait for somebody else to say, hey, this is what he did, and then he has to go through this whole denial. So, no, he immediately realized that what he had done was wrong, and he reported himself, as they are supposed to do, to the Judicial Commission, which took action.
There was another judge that had berated a guy that was in her courtroom, and he had cancer, and he had made a mistake because he was going to get cancer treatment, and he, you know,
he couldn't clean up his yard.
Exactly. He couldn't clean up his yard and take care of his home. And she berated him over and over. And she also turned herself in and made a complaint against herself with the Commission of Judicial Conduct.
So you can play golf with a judge, because if you violate the rules on the golf course, you're supposed to report yourself as well. This is good. That level of honesty is good. And I apologize for what I said earlier.
The only difference between what this judge did in sending the text messages and the judge that Denise was talking about is that the judge in that case berated the individual via a video appearance that was being recorded that made the rounds.
Oh, boy.
So it was one of those where, in her case, she better self-report, because she doesn't. There's a lot of evidence that's going to make it to the commission if you don't report yourself. So she was caught on video doing it. But either way, with this guy here, shouldn't
judges
have done it, but good thing you reported it.
Yeah, you know what, judges, guess what? Judges are going to make mistakes. There's a lot of, I'm jumping on the judges' side. We know a lot of judges, the pressure on these women and men is absolutely heavy pressure. And you know what, they make mistakes too.
They
and
give up a lot to be judges.
That's exactly right. Let's talk about Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah Palin, her lawsuit against New York Times for defamation came up. Unfortunately, she tested positive for COVID, so it had to get delayed. But in that case, the question is, if she put different congressional areas under crosshairs,
of course,
was that free speech, or was that some kind of an action, a call to action for some person, demented or otherwise, to go and hurt the congressional.
So you mean crosshairs in the area on a political piece, like a,
yes,
a print ad of some
sort. Like a map.
Yeah, okay.
Like a map, and she had put some different congressional areas under crosshairs. And, you know, the implication is that we're going to, you know, try to somehow
defeat them in the district.
Defeat them, yeah, in the district or whatever, but some, you know, the New York Times said she had actually brought on an act of violence because she did that. And it's that same act of violence that injured Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, and her congressional district was on that map and did have a crosshair.
So Giffords gets shot. Giffords gets shot, and the New York Times ran a story because Sarah Palin had, in her political action committee, had put certain districts in the crosshairs for challenging politics. The New York Times went in and said, oh, she actually incited this specific act by using...
That's a pretty big leap.
And then they had to go back and retract it and apologize, which they did. But the question now is it still defamatory? And that's what this lawsuit is about.
That's true. And there's another case that was out there about crosshairs. You guys remember that?
Yes. I just can't remember the names. But it was on a person. It was on a person.
It was a Trump activist. I can't think of his name. He's an older guy, but he drew a picture, or he sent a picture over the internet of the judge in his case under a crosshairs.
Is that Steve Bannon? Was that who it was?
Not Bannon, the other one, the older gentleman.
Manafort.
No, not Manafort.
Stone!
It was Stone!
Let's not start
things that people are doing that's not.
No, but that's interesting, because in that case, he got in some trouble with the judge, but he wasn't ever accused of, you know, inciting, you know, conduct or anything like that.
Todd, what do you think about Cardi B?
Well, Palin's now dating a hockey player, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right.
That's a shocker.
He stuck up for her. They were at a restaurant a couple days ago, and somebody was like, hey, didn't you have COVID? Why are you eating here? And the hockey player goes out and says, you got a problem? We're going to have a problem? It was like confronting the paparazzi, ready to take him down.
Guess what, Todd? We have no time for Cardi B. Say it fast. We're going to go.
No time for Cardi B. Cardi B won her defamation lawsuit against a YouTuber who claimed that Cardi B had a STD, among other things. Truce is a defense. And apparently Cardi B was able to prove
she wins.
Lies were lies.
Good job. Cal,
yes,
what
and they're going to go to punitive damage.
That's right. Okay, quick takes.
And we're going to quick takes. And Fred, want to go?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, sorry, I appreciate you, but I need to find a new Supreme Court justice that will become my new close friend. I'm going to wait to get one of them to call me.
Okay, keep waiting. Todd Kunin.
Sarah Palin, if it doesn't work out with a hockey player, I will expand my influence of emotional support attorney to cover you as well.
Well, of course. And it needs your quick take.
Well, I believe that Sarah Palin's going to win this suit. I do. But I don't know if she really will. This is the problem. New York, the New York Times, did they actually act with malice? I don't think so. They corrected the mistake.
We'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.